Chapter 13. Trouble? Said Organa, shamelessly eavesdropping. No, he said. He coded an update for the Council for transmission as text, then sent it. With luck, they'd take the report at face value and not attempt a holographic follow-up. He still couldn't believe Anakin had been so reckless, or was he just being willfully blind? Anakin had always pushed far beyond what sensible people considered the bounds of safety, of sanity. It was a kind of untamed genius. Qui-Gon had seen it, had gambled on it all those years ago on Tatooine, had chanced many lives on the outcome of a pod race, risking their futures on the untrained, untested skills of a slave boy. And he'd been right. 10 years of rigorous training later, it seemed the genius still wasn't completely tamed, would never be tamed. Anakin continued to defy logic, ignore protocol, trample underfoot the rules he was meant to follow, confident, always, that he would prevail, confident his former master would have his back. And I did, I still do, he thought, but one of these days he's going to do something I can't justify, and what will become of him then I don't dare to contemplate. So, said Organa, intruding on his thoughts, or possibly rescuing him from them. Everything's all right? Of course, he said, shifting in his seat to stare through the viewport at the scattering of distant stars beyond. We're at the first coordinates? Got here nearly an hour ago. So much for knowing when they dropped out of light speed. What's our location? About 3 parsecs to the right of Kuat. Still within the core worlds, then? Organa shrugged, apparently. And we've yet to hear from your contact. Oh, no, said Organa, leaning back in his seat. I received the next coordinates 10 minutes after we got here. We're just sitting around because I like the view. You hungry? Obi-Wan looked at him and thought, this is going to be a long, long journey, then said, yes. We've got meal packs in the galley, Organa pulled a face. Well, the closet that's masquerading as a galley. Help yourself. Bring me one too, could you? Certainly, Senator, he said with exquisite courtesy. It would be my pleasure. He made his way to the ship's compact kitchen, extracted 2 meal packs from the well-stocked conservator, and took them back to the cockpit. Thanks, said Organa, taking his and twisting the heat seal. That Padawan of yours seems quite the handful, he added as he waited for the meal to warm up. I'll bet he keeps you on your toes. Obi-Wan returned to his seat at the commsat console. I told you, he said, activating his own meal pack's heating mechanism. Anakin is no longer my Padawan. You remember to tell him that? Said Organa, amused, because he sure called you fast enough when things went wrong. Obi-Wan stared at him and thought, whatever happened to reserved formal Senator Organa? Throw in some profanity and this man could easily be mistaken for a Corellian bartender. Padme might have warned me. Anakin values my advice. Uh-huh, said Organa. He peeled back his meal pack's lid, and immediately the cockpit filled with the rich scent of spicy sauced fondor fowl. And you value his safety. There it was again, that sly, prodding, poking undertone. Meaning what, Senator? Organa shrugged. Meaning nothing, it's just an observation. He wanted to say, keep your observations to yourself, but he didn't. Replies merely encouraged more comments, prolonged a conversation for which he had no desire. He turned his attention to his own meal, which had also reached its optimum temperature, peeled back the lid, snapped free the attached spoon, and began to eat his fish hot pot. Do you ever wish you weren't a Jedi? Said Organa around a mouthful of food. So much for enjoying the peace and quiet. No. Not ever, not even once? You've never considered what it might be like to have a different life? No. Frowning, Organa sat back, another spoonful of fowl paused partway to his mouth. It's never bothered you that you didn't have a choice about being a Jedi, that you were given to the temple as a baby,